The theory of these high civilizations, tell me in your opinion, Jonathan, what you think they were and how they lived, and then what happened?
The original Mother X civilization, would you be referring to before the great event?
Yes.
Okay. I believe we're looking at a technology that is in many ways in advance of our own day, George. Because, and we can judge it largely by the state of Egypt when it first sprang up with no predecessor to speak of it that we could find. And the same with the Sumerians and the Indus Valley civilization and the Mayans and the Northwestern European civilization. These all sprang up roughly at the same time, around about 3000 BC, all of them with no evidence of any transition whatsoever between their civilization and any primitive forebears, and with very many common points which suggested they all came from a common beginning. Now, that's the common beginning that we're looking for.
Okay.
A beginning that had electric light. I'm talking this now only by extrapolating from what we can see after the event. That these five civilizations sprang up with these things. Electricity, the knowledge of flight, the use of machinery, the very highest medical knowledge and tools to operate on their patients with modern technology desires like we have today to achieve certain things which we can only do today. Tunnel building systems, which we're only beginning to achieve now, tunnels that can go for hundreds of miles, with glassy walls in many places, and I've been down into some of these myself. You have also the knowledge of atoms, the knowledge of mathematics and fractions of mathematics that go down to the 1,000th part of a second, which suggests that these people not only were able to calculate to that degree, but they must have had a reason for calculating it. What were they trying to measure? Today, the only equivalent is the splitting of an atom and the speed with which atomic reactions take place.
Well, is it possible that this catastrophe might have been a worldwide atomic war or something like that?
There are legends that a world war was in progress, George, at the same time, and that this war was interrupted by the great disaster.
Ah, interrupted. Okay. Now, with the technology that we're talking about, do you believe the Egyptians used this high technology to build the pyramids?
I do believe the pyramids were built with high technology, yes. What I was taught at school is just a fable. And you were probably taught the same.
Yes.
That they used thousands and thousands of slaves pulling along with ropes up a long, long ramp. And, oh boy, you'd need more material in the ramps than you would in the pyramid. So what's the point of it?
You said that it appeared that these high civilizations just appeared suddenly, already developed, no evidence of primitive beginnings. So how do you explain that?
I can only explain it, George, by the suggestion here that these people began where the pre-flood civilization left off, and that the survivors had a knowledge of the world that they were escaping from or being rescued from, which they passed on to their descendants as they began to multiply and set up new civilizations again, Egypt, Indus Valley, Sumeria, and so on.
Do you believe these were earthlings, or did they come from some other place in the universe?
By the relics they've left behind, there's a clear pattern of a human type of creation here in this. I don't think we have to go off the earth to find the intelligence nor the methods of technology that we find.
Okay, for them to possess the kind of technology they had, though, to me, it indicates that there must have been some pattern of growth of knowledge especially, yet you continue to say, and this is what's fascinating, that it seemed like a sudden appearance. So what did you mean by sudden?
What I'm looking at here is Egypt, say, for a start. Egypt sprang into existence fully developed with a fantastic ready-made high society. You've got enormous temples, great cities, pyramids of overwhelming size, colossal statues with tremendous expressive power at the very start of Egyptian history. Luxurious tunnels and tombs, streets paved like our streets today, flanked with magnificent sculptures, sewage systems, a decimal system at the very start, a ready-made writing at the very beginning, a court system which shows all the indications of well-defined precedents, an army, a civil service, all minutely organized, even specialist classes, all at the very beginning.
Now, what is that? This,
it was not something they had to think up slowly, but it was already there in their minds when they started it.
What does that tell you then? How did this happen?
It tells me that these were the survivors of something that had been wiped out that had these things.